Okay, there are a lot of books looking for a good home, and the friends of the St. Clair County Library want to match them up with some new owners. The used book sale going on this weekend. Chuck Meeker is on the line to tell us all about it. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is something you do on a quarterly basis, which confuses me because it feels like it was just about a month ago that we talked about this. Time does fly, doesn't it?
Well, it would have been 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And this
absolutely.
time, because of the weather you just reported, is the summer sale. We have so many books, we're going to have to extend it outside the garage on some tables.
Well, that's fantastic. And really, you know, people think about the wintertime as being reading time. Everybody likes to cocoon and stay inside. I love reading a good book in the summer out on the deck, on the beach. I mean, this is really a time when you can dig into some good books, isn't it?
And we've got plenty of them. We had a local patron give us 500 books a month or so ago. It's taken us a long time to sort through them, but this person loved history, and specifically political history and sports. So there's some really choice pieces to buy.
Fantastic. This all happens downtown with the main branch. It kind of walk us through the process. When is it and what people need to know?
Well, Thursday night's for the members of the Friends of the Library, and that's from 5 to 7 o'clock. If you're not a member, you could come down with your $10 and buy your membership and get in and look at the books first. On Friday, it opens at 9. We'll drag those tables out and put them in the back of the library till 4:30. And Saturday, it starts at 9 and goes to 3 p.m., and that's our big bag sale where you bring your bag in and you fill it up for $3.
That's a great deal. And by the way, we talk about books. There's books, but you have some other media available there too, don't you?
Certainly we do. We've got a lot of CDs. We've kind of given up on the tapes and the 45s and the 78s and the 33 and the 3rds. So we've got CDs and DVDs. We've got magazines. There are an awful lot of things that people could pick up for either a quick read or for a long read and a hammock someplace.
There you go. Well, like I said, summertime is reading time. And you mentioned, and I've got to believe that you get new members of the Friends of the Library through this sale, don't you? Because people want to get in on the pre-sale, so they buy their membership.
Yeah, many of these are one-of-a-kind books. So if you miss it on Thursday night, it's just not going to be there for Friday. It's not like a bookstore where they've got a half a dozen copies.
Right.
And some of them are really antique copies, pieces that haven't been around in circulation for a number of years. Some great novels, some great works of literature, and then we've got a ton of resource books that people have been sending us.
That's fantastic. You never run out of books, do you? You keep just when you get rid of a bunch of them, you start collecting more.
In fact, we're going to have to build an annex under the garage to hold all these books because they're just coming in by the truckload.
Well, it's a great opportunity for people to load up on their summer reading this weekend. Again, Thursday night, the exclusive pre-sale for the members of the Friends of the Library, and then on Friday and Saturday, you can get some great deals, can't you?
And don't forget the Saturday's $3 a bag.
There you go. That's a fantastic deal. Chuck, thanks for telling us about it. Hope you get a great turnout this weekend.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.